Great. Hi, Rich.
Hi there, Phil. Thanks so much for joining us.
My pleasure.
I got to tell you, I think Somebody Feed Phil is maybe the most positive, life-affirming show there is on television right now.
Oh, isn't that nice? It's nice to be an alternative to the news once in a while, right?
Yeah, well, you know, I think back on, was it Mark Twain who said, travel is fatal to prejudice, bigotry, and narrow-mindedness?
You got it. He was a smart guy.
What prompted you? Am I right that it was a trip to Europe when you were in your early 20s that inspired this love of travel?
Absolutely. I got a very cheap flight to Europe. I didn't have any money, really. I had maybe $200. But I stayed in friends of friends' apartments. I stayed in Utah and Pennsylvania. But I went to Paris and Florence. You know, I couldn't afford fancy food or anything like it. I got a baguette and cheese. I sat in a park in Paris, and I felt like King Louis. All you have to do is get there. You just got to get there. And if you're young, you can travel on the cheapest flight possible in the worst seat possible. You're young. You can put up with it. When you get to be my age, you will have earned the right to lie down on the flight.
Yeah, I find it fascinating, too, Phil, that in almost every episode, if not all of them, we learn that the food scene wherever you go is driven by immigrants.
Yes. You got it. That's the secret sauce. The immigrants make the world better. For the most part, the immigration of people is what brings new life, new ideas, new food, and hardworking, law-abiding people. For the most part, this is what I have found.
Well, this season 8 is so good, but boy, to me especially, that episode in Tbilisi, I found it so moving and so inspiring.
Thank you. Thank you. Tbilisi is a fascinating place. I had no idea what I was going to. I knew it was a former Soviet Union country, Georgia, the country of Georgia, and Tbilisi is the big city there. I was expecting kind of bland Russian food, to be honest, and it knocked me out how great it was. And then the people are so sweet. They've put up with so much war and strife, but their spirits are so beautiful, and their celebration of life is so great. I think everyone should check that episode out if you want to see something really beautiful and interesting and fun.
We're talking with Phil Rosenthal. He's coming to Portland Merrill Auditorium Tuesday, September 9th at 7:30. Tickets available at the website philrosenthalworld.com. To me, the best part of every episode are the reunion dinners when you bring everybody together at the end. And it's such a reminder that food is just really a gateway to community.
For me, food is the great connector. And then laughs are the cement.
I love seeing a friend of our show, Donny Osmond, a couple of teen idols, you and Donny, hanging out together in Las Vegas.
He's a little bit more of an idol than me. He's one of the nicest people I've ever met and a real super talent and such a proponent of the Las Vegas scene because he lives there. It's not just the Strip, you know. All these people that have come, immigrants, who have built and maintained the Strip, they've set up their own communities all around the Strip. And, of course, they've brought their cultures and cuisines with them. So that show highlights some things on the Strip that you got to see, of course. But the real fun is off the Strip in the real part of Las Vegas.
How great was it to have Mel Brooks do a joke for Max?
Dream come true. I said when we were finished, I can die now because Mel Brooks not only told a joke for Max, but we talked for about 20 minutes. The conversation was so much fun and so great that we put the entire conversation on YouTube. If you go to my YouTube channel, Phil Rosenthal, you will see outtakes from the show, the special bonus scenes that we didn't have time for, and this full-length Mel Brooks kind of show, because he puts on a show whenever he talks.
I appreciate it in the Amsterdam episode, the shout out to your cousin in Maine. Is it Anna?
That's right. I'm going to be visiting her when I come.
So what will people see for the live show? What's an evening with Phil Rosenthal going to be like for us?
Well, we show a little highlight reel of season 8, which seems to get a lot of laughs. And then I come out with a moderator, a local moderator. I tell funny stories about my whole career and my life. And then the whole second half of the show is Q&A with the audience, which is my favorite part. We get everybody from little kids all the way up to dead people asking questions.
Phil, can you also talk about the wonderful work you do through Somebody Feed the People?
Oh, well, that's just our charity that we've amassed a bunch of food-related charities in one place. So if you go to my website, philrosenthalworld.com, not only can you get tickets for any of our shows, but you can see all the charities that we support and maybe give a little yourself.
Absolutely. By the way, I love the podcast that you do with David Wild. Naked Lunch is just always terrific.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I love doing it. We've been doing it for a few years now, and it's pretty simple. We have lunch with our very talented friends, and we talk, and that's the podcast. You can see that on YouTube as well, or wherever you get your podcast if you just want to listen.
Yeah, a couple of our friends on just recently, Sean Cassidy and the great writer Peter Guralnick.
Oh, yeah, they're both terrific. We've had so many wonderful guests, everybody from Jeff Bridges to Jane Fonda to Elaine May. So many people in the world of music that David knows because he writes the Grammy show. So it's just wonderful.
And what's the status of Max and Helen's?
Oh, it should be open in about a month. That's the diner that's going to be in my neighborhood. In fact, I'm about to walk past it right now on my way to coffee, which I do every morning. I'm talking to you as I walk down the street in Los Angeles, Larchmont Boulevard, my neighborhood. And I just find small town life in a big city here. So I wanted to make a diner because diners are kind of disappearing. There's a diner in Biddeford called the Palace Diner that really inspired me to do this.
I love the Palace Diner. What a great spot.
Yeah. We featured it on the show even, and I can't wait to go back.
Well, we're looking forward to seeing you in person, Merrill Auditorium in Portland, Phil Rosenthal, Tuesday, September 9th at 7:30. Get your tickets at philrosenthalworld.com. Phil, good luck with the tour. Love season 8. Hope there's a season 9 as well. But as a fellow guy named Richard, man, take it easy on your brother, okay?
Nope.
All right. We'll let it go. Thank you so much, Phil. Appreciate your time.
Thank you.